What is up, everybody? This is episode one of the Outlaws of Music podcast. I am your boy, DJP.
I'm RCX. And with us today, we have a Fort Worth, Dallas legend.
Raw Truth in the building, man.
Thank you so much for joining us, Raw Truth.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, man, for y'all first one, man. Got much love for both of y'all, man, so it's real cool to be the first one. Appreciate you.
Man, we appreciate you. So, my man, you've had such a huge history in this music game, dude, and you're just a legend in the city, man. So we brought you on. We're so glad to have you. We want to hear a little bit about your story, you know what I'm saying, and hear what you got going on right now. And DJP.
What's up?
Let everybody know what else we're talking about today.
You know, we talking about that beef going on in Texas, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because Mexican OT and, Brick Wolf.
Brick Wolf Pack.
Brick Wolf Pack, yeah. Not Brick Wolf. Brick Wolf Pack.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, dude, I just heard about that.
Brick Wolf Pack's a fucking hater, though, man.
He a hater. Hey, he's like, New Mexico. Hey, hold on. Actually, let me actually verbatim quote this man, because I found info. He said, "That Mexican OT, you like to get your ass ate. We're not jamming you in the hood with all them fake views. You're not that fool. It's all cap. You can roll your tongue and rap all you want, but remember, rapping about what we live in, we the streets. You can never compare it to me and the baby." Sign off, Wolfpack.
Signed off, a hating ass bitch.
I don't know, man. Shit, dude, that's right. Although, I will say this. I do enjoy a good beef and some hip-hop, bro. I like some good back and forth, so that sounds good. I just started jamming OT, a little bit ago. Not too bad, dude. I fuck with him.
Yeah,
you know,
I like him, too. Like, I hope he responds, because he seems like a real cool cat that don't bother nobody, and I hope that he does not take the high road, because, I mean, anybody in this room can tell you that's how I came up in music, was through the beef. Like, if I didn't have the beef, I would have never got no attention. Just by the bars alone, that shit just wasn't working. So I had to go that long way through the beef shit, and the shit's stressful, but it's like, I mean, you know, if you don't say nothing back, it's game over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to take a hit if you don't say nothing back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, and you mentioned him saying something back. The Mexican OT actually did. He made a track.
Oh, good
he
shit.
He dropped it on the 9th.
I don't know how
so
I heard
we gonna,
this
hey,
shit.
So we're going to check it out. Hey,
right?
Hey, well, you ain't heard it, but we're going to check it out right now.
Dope.
Here we go. This is that Mexican OT, 0202-99.
Can't nobody tell me shit, cause I got cutters, motherfucker. Bitch, I'm burnt until I die. No, I can't be nobody other. So my chopper is the only thing we got, is just each other. I'm the type that need the walls up when they ballin', cause I'm gutter. I ain't fuck your sister, bitch, I'm just a motherfucker. Nah, I'm lying, I knocked her ass down too, and we got in lots of trouble. Fuck Mexican OT and fuck his rap, see, just a bitch. Oh, I'm virtual till I die. No, yes, sir, I'm with the shits. On 280, I ain't swinging elbows like I'm in the UFC. My chopper got a mind of his own, so if it shoot, it ain't on me. I stay out the L because I'm a G. Bad bitch with me, she stay on fleet. Miami heat up a shooter 3, call my chopper kid because it knock out a knee. Yes, bitch, I'm cut, throw no love, ho. We gon' get them done, foe. Pop out with these sticks, I told my Theo, let that muck blow. Mismatch my design, that got me feeling like I'm love, foe. Here the bitch can't afford my washing, and I ain't got time for itty bitty pro, ho. Hey, yo, is that that Mexican OT? Can't nobody tell me shit, cause I got cutters, motherfucker. Bitch, I'm burnt until I die, no, I can't be nobody other. So my chopper is the only thing we got, is just each other. I'm the type that need the walls up when they ballin', cause I'm good. I was deep in that water, swimming with them fishes, them crate dummy missions. I was jumping fences, I came out of mud like a victim of ditches. Everywhere I go, got a Glock in my breech. Cut them up, not a doctor giving them some stitches. A beam on the yacht, but I ain't never missing. Double D's on the cutter, Nina got extensions. In the south side of Texas, double cup we sippin'. South side steppin', I'm player made. I pull up, if I miss it with mini mate. If it's drama, you when we pull up, will you stay? I ain't calling them, cause I'm one deep in this thing. Ready for one, straight up like a soldier. The toolie gon' knock it here right off his shoulder. I'm acting the fully while pushing the stall on. My grandma make cookies, they got me on slow-mo. Virgil, you have everything under control. It is all in your mind. The world is now in your hands. Finish him! Can't Can't nobody tell me shit cause I got cutters, motherfucker. Bitch, I'm burnt until I die. No, I can't be nobody other. So my chopper is the only thing we got is just each other. I'm the type that need the walls up when they ballin' cause I'm gutter.
That shit was cold.
Bro, that song was fire, but
that shit was fucking cold, bro.
The only thing that fucks with me is, man, you know, I've always been direct, bro. I always put the address right on it, and I just don't feel like that's really a response. It's a gem,
yeah.
But it's like the only thing you said about dude, and I was listening for it, was I ain't got time for little bitty boy or whatever, which, I mean, it's cool because that's his character, it seems like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, shit, address it a little bit, bro. Like, man, tear his ass up a little bit and then back off of it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that song was – it was straight, though.
Yeah, I was – I jammed it earlier when I was doing the research, and I was like, damn. Like, I was told there was another diss song by – Brick Wolfpack, but I couldn't find that one.
Bro,
I don't know
listen.
If he took it down or if it never uploaded or if he only dropped a cover, because I heard there was a picture of him with like a chicken and something where he was, but I don't know where it is.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm the Brick Wolfpack cat, man. We as the Wolfpack, we didn't have words with him back and forth. We had a little beef going.
Okay. Yeah,
but
I
it was like
that.
Yeah, bro, it was more of us saying, like, it's only one Wolfpack, you know what I mean? And you one nigga talking about Wolfpack, you one person, though, you even like, got a click. Like, so I already have a sour taste in my mouth for dude, but, I mean, I hope Mexican OT fucks his shit up. That's what I hope. I hope he fucks him up.
Well, I heard there might be a boxing match that he put up.
Whatever
Rick Wolfpack put up 50K.
Oh, shit.
To fight
that
Mexican OT.
That Mexican OT built like a...
he do a backflip,
like
bro.
Ruiz.
Hey,
Andy Ruiz. He looked like Andy Ruiz. He'll
doing backflips.
That's what
stage,
I'm saying.
Like,
he's probably the more athletic one. You know what I mean? Look, man. I think those boxing matches are corny and shit because if it's real beef, you know. But at the same time, it's like, man, if don't nobody get killed, that's a great day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think they should do that shit, bro. Just I don't know why they do boxing matches. Why not throw the MMA gloves on and just throw them
because
like that?
Because people don't want brain damage as
brain
much.
Brain damage, bro. Boy, Mexico team's a big nigga,
and also, if motherfuckers learn how to kick, bro, it's game over.
Bro. Or even just do stand-up
elbows,
boxing
elbows,
with the 6 ounces.
Because you can't throw elbows in boxing either. Like, they're like, I don't want to elbow.
Yeah.
They don't want – it's just a little bit more
I like Mexican OT. The thing I don't understand is, like, you got to be doing this shit for clout, bro. Like, nobody dislikes Mexican OT. You got to force yourself to not like that dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he humble. He cool. I've watched a couple of his interviews, and I'm like, man, this dude's got the right attitude, man. Like, he's going to make a lot of friends in this game. And that's probably another reason why he ain't fucking up his shit by going into a direct war with dude. He probably just going to let some of the other ones get tired of him being picked on by him and let some of the legends start speaking against dude.
Oh, his Mexican OT's fans are already –
Tearing his ass up.
They were like, excuse me,
and dude was saying he's got, like, fake views. I'm like, nah, bro. They were playing this dude in Colorado. I was just
bro,
in Colorado
he performed,
last week.
Hey, he actually performed, if y'all don't know, shout out to the Hawesome Theater. He performed here at one of the Unforgiven Lives, bro.
Oh, with Renaissance in
them?
Yeah, they brought him out?
Building.
Oh, word.
Shout out to Hawesome Theater for hosting, by the way.
Yes, yes. Halton Theater, Chaz, shout out. Chaz
man,
and family, hell
big,
yeah.
Big shout out, man. I've done a lot of real big, good shows here, man. Shout out to Halton Theater, man.
Next time we do our intro, we got to do live from the Halton Theater. And then we'd be like, hey, outlaw.
Hey.
Put
it together. We're in the show already.
Yeah.
But,
next time.
So what we're going to talk about next is some of the things coming up. If y'all don't know, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, and Slim Thug announced they're doing a Still Tipping tour this year.
Y'all gonna get tickets to that?
Oh, dude. I think that I might DJ if I play my cards right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's
I thought about it
do,
at
bro.
First, and I was like, man, you know, was it really that many, you know, hits that I'd want to go see from them again, or is the time passed? And then I started thinking about it. I was like, man, hell no. I bet, man, they all had, like, I was watching Mike Jones's Instagram the other day because he's going back and forth with Michael Watts about business and his masters and shit. And I didn't realize how many hits Mike Jones had. He put out a list. Yeah. He was on Billboard like 10 different times.
Dude.
So they got hits between them three that would be dope to hear again.
Oh, yeah, dude. Plus, like, dude, check it out, bro. It's just like.
And everybody loves Paul.
It's that vibe, dude.
Everybody.
You know what I'm saying? It's that vibe, bro. You know, there's nothing like that fucking Texas vibe, bro.
Yeah,
so, like,
bro.
And you know, you don't hear it too much. So,
nah.
Like, it's just taking it back.
That
you know
era
what I mean?
Was
like,
crazy.
Dude, like, it really was.
Man, I remember. Whenever I saw that Tipping on Fofo's video,
dude.
Before that, you know, we just had DSR and shit, and, you know, you had the Houston shit going on. But, man, when that video popped, because I remember it was really Lil Flip first. He was the very first one that ever got on, in my eyes, worldwide. And then it was Chameleonaire with that, I'm going to show you how to get your shine on.
Yeah.
That one came on right after. And then you start seeing the rest of that shit blow up, and it was like a fire, bro. I mean, I had never seen something take over so fast. I mean, you see all these states with nobody wearing grills, with nobody sipping served. Now all these people act like that shit. They don't even know that it come from here. That's what really fucks me up. I mean, they ain't like nothing to be proud of, but it's like, yo, all that culture, you banging Texas culture, and you don't even know
it.
You think Atlanta made this shit up? I'm like, bro, how could you not know that's Texas? Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and we also got Duro Music hitting the halls on February 17th.
Duro Music
at the Haltom Theater.
So we got that coming up. I will be in the mix, DJP, on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? If you want tickets to that, all you got to do is go to duromusicdfw.eventbrite.com or hit up your boy.
Mm.
Either of the two.
DJP, I'm going to get a ticket.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to get two of them.
Cool, man. So, you know, nowadays, as an artist, what's the one thing that you need to be an artist, y'all think?
Shit, man. Great videos in 4K and great audio production from a great engineer.
A plan.
And the money to do so.
Definitely.
And the money to do so.
And it is not cheap.
Not cheap. Not cheap at all.
Definitely. And you got to know where you're going to spend your money too, bro. You know, you can't just be willy-nilly throwing it like, oh, I got to get this feature, or oh, I got to get, you know, XYZ beats or whatever like that. You
and
know
do
what I'm
not
saying?
Jump around on your album. When you starting an album, especially if it's your first one, record that shit all in the same place with the same engineer. You build up relationships that way. Spend your money with the same person over and over again. Shake their hand with some money, and once you've been around them long enough, you'll start noticing, you'll get the hookups. You know, stay with the same person. It's like a barber. You're not going to change a barber every other week, every other month. When somebody's listening to an album, and this is something that Weight of the World put me on whenever I was complaining about his prices. You know what I mean? It's like, so, you know, it is like he said, man, it's when you listening to an album, even an untrained ear is going to hear the difference. You know what I mean? When I listen to an album, like if you listen to Tupac's All Eyes on Me album, one of the best things about that album is how every single song sound like it was recorded with the same energy, same place, same time. You know what I mean? And, you know, with a lot of these engineers, man, like if you can get like $400 or $500 at a time, rather than trying to hit them for the hours, be like, man, I got 500 right now, bro. Like, let me get 15, 16 hours.
Because it's
like anything else. You go buy a used car, they going to say, oh, well, we can get you in here for $1,200, $400 a month. Or you could just say, hey, you want $8,000 for it? I got six right now. What's up? And nine times out of ten, you're going to walk out with a $2,000 discount.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So if you're an artist and you're trying to make it, you have to have the money to make them visuals happen, hit the studio. Make sure you stay with that engineer, because I guarantee you can record at your house all day with your little Focusrite
game,
one mic and everything in a room, but if it's not acoustically sound and stuff, it's not going to sound the same.
Game.
And, like, I use analog to digital now, and the difference from just going from digital to analog to digital is night and day. And I also was showing some plugins by my boy Raw Truth, because, you know what I'm saying? So
hell yeah.
Yeah, man, and even with me, man, like, I have a very nice studio in my house, and I've been mixing off of Pro Tools for, like, 12 years, but the thing about it is, it don't matter where I get to, it's never going to sound like when I walk out of Weight of the Worlds with a mix and a master or one or the other.
Yeah.
It's just, it's night and day, man. And something about having your own studio, I was going to say this, P. I do not advise that shit. And let me tell you why. I get less work done now having it because you know it's there, so you don't ever do shit. Mm. But whenever you got to sit there and you like, okay, for me, I would always go to wait and I'd have like 3 songs. If that was my goal, let me knock out 3 in an hour. I have to make 3 in an hour for my money to be well spent.
Hell yeah.
So I would write the songs first. Let me tell you why this is a good thing. You write the songs first. And while you waiting to go get the studio session, wherever it might take you a week or two, you busy, you got to get the money, whatever it is, you going over that song. And then when you finally get in there, it's no more that, stop, man, cut. Nah, bro, you don't even need the fucking phone no more. You fly through that shit, get 2-3 songs done, and then you walk out paying 50 an hour, 60 an hour, got 3 songs done, throw them another 50 or 100 for the mix master, you're done. You're a quarter of the way into your album off $150.
And I will say UTK Studios is available for $25 an hour.
Take advantage of that shit.
Yeah, take advantage while you can, because once I'm busy, it's not going to be that price.
Price is not today's price.
That is correct.
Man.
So if y'all don't know, we've had Raw Truth in our presence, and we're going to get to some of his music and some of the things that he's accomplished. So right now, we're going to take a little break and play Raw Truth featuring Tupac, Ballad of a Dead Soldier. I hope y'all enjoy.
Guess who's back, bitch? The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes. Looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the peak. Bring it on, there really ain't a way out. All my wolves still with me for the payout. We bout lobster and steak, what's the takeout? Bad bitches in a fleet trying to make out, laid out. Stay down for the ones that you fuck with. If they get clipped, go get justice. What's this? They gay, mumbling they rhymes. They ain't got money, I ain't got time. Rap Thanos pull diamonds out of nigga head. Uzi spray vertical, aim for they head. What's beef when you bring it to their doorstep? Empty out the whole clip, bitch, I got 4 left. Bandana around my head like Pop. Mo 3 on the freeway when he got knocked. Pay attention to the woman, that's how he got shot. God bless a dead nigga, I'ma keep my Glock.
Thug for life, I will be. This is the ballad of a dead soul. Life of crime, I will.
Close your eyes and hear the ballad of a dead soul.
If you play the game, play to win. This is the ballad of a dead soul.
It's a crazy world full. Pack business, never whack business. Fuck with my wolves, ain't gon' be no forgiveness. God is my witness, send them straight to Jehovah. We don't make peace, we bring war till it's over. Like Leonidas in his prime, we drop our enemies, they drop the dime. Time after time, I'ma say that shit with my chest. Niggas know I don't play that shit. Easy money, gutter move, Soup and James. Courtesy too, that's the pack we gang, They ain't got bars like that. I hear the young niggas frontin', they ain't stars like that. Where I'm from, the price on a life come cheap. They tough on the screen till the shit gets deep. You playin' for the clout, we playin' it for keys. Better stay on the porch and get dead in these streets.
Thug for life, I will be. This is the ballad of a dead soldier.
A life of crime, I will.
Close your eyes and hear the ballad of a dead soldier.
If you play the game, play to win.
This is the ballad of a dead soldier.
It's a crazy world full.
The plan to take command of the whole family, the underhanded to be the man. It was planned on my road dogs. Official mob figures love to act up. The first to bomb when we rob niggas. I could be lost in my own mind. To be the boss, only thoughts gripping chrome knives. Niggas get tossed up, war scars, battlefield memories. Swore saw the devil in my empty glass of Hennessy. Talking to a nigga on the tight links, screaming fuck the police as I ride through the night streets. Little child running wild, towards danger. What's the cause? Don't be alarmed after all strangers. Maybe I'm a madman, a pistol grabbing nigga, unleash the sandman. Promise a merciless retaliation. Nothing is colder. Close your eyes, hear the ballad of a dead soldier.
Drug for life, I will be.
This is the ballad of a dead soldier.
Life of crime, I will be.
Close your eyes, hear the ballad of a dead soldier.
You play the game, you play to win.
This is the ballad of a dead soldier.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Outlaws of Music podcast, the first episode featuring our homie, Raw Truth. Dude, thank you again for being on the show, man.
Man, it's a pleasure, bro, to be amongst fucking like-minded individuals, man. I love that shit, man. Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all having me for the first one. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, dude. You've been gaming us up. Everybody, if you're just logging in, if you're just tuning in, whatever the word is, make sure you go back and catch the other stuff, because he's going to game you up, teach you a bunch of stuff, man. You're going to learn
Ryan,
today.
We're not live.
We're not?
We're not live. No, like live. Like, so they don't have to tune us back. They're not going to just, like, they're going to be like, I'm going to click the middle of the episode. Start
in the
there.
Event that we chop this up into clips. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, in the event.
YouTube shorts.
I love talking shit to RCX if y'all don't know. It's my favorite hobby.
He does. He does. Anyway, P. What's introduce up? Us to the next segment, please.
The next segment? No, we're just going to top it up with Raw Truth, you know what I'm saying? Oh. So, what artist was your main influence to start making music?
Man, you know, people don't believe me when I say this, but I was into like Metallica and shit before. Def Leppard, it was all rock. It was all 80s rock and 90s metal. And then my stepdad at the time, a guy named Miller, super, super good dude, man. He was a maintenance man. So he would get, you know, the maintenance man, you know, they go do this, they go do that. But every once in a while, they go buy a dumpster or something. And there's a box in there that they had to throw out, clearing out an apartment. So, man, this shit is like nostalgic, bro. Like, man, one day he come home, go knock on my door. He's like, yo, man, I got a box of rap CDs. I don't want this shit. You want it? And I was like, yeah, let me see what you got, you know?
Hell yeah.
And I hadn't never really dabbed into rap like this. This is probably like 94, 93. And I start looking through them, and I'm a visual dude, so I'm sitting here looking for the coolest cover. And I'm telling you, I picked up Tupac's All Eyes on Me. I had just mentioned that earlier,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, this got two of them. And I threw that bitch in there, and then the blind stares of a million pairs of eyes. And that was it, bro. Like, that was fucking it, bro. I got through one verse of Pac, and I was like, God damn.
Can't see me.
Man, and it was all Tupac till Tupac died. And then my first CD I ever bought with my own money was Lil Wayne's The Block Is Hot.
Okay.
Hell, oh, shit. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I'm not even a big Wayne fan now, but back then, that was the hottest shit going.
Yeah, I already know. Yeah, that shit. So you're going to hit the next question after I ask him this. So when and where did you record your very first song? If you can remember.
Man, you know, shout out to DJ Mike 360 in Arlington, man. He was a legendary engineer out there. He was like the only one in Arlington you could get that was actually big time studio. He had this spot off of Pioneer that was like half a wedding venue and then half a studio. And my boy Young John, man, shout out to Young John. He an Ag Town legend. Everybody knows him. One of Pimp C's people. And he brought me up there one day and was like, yo, this is the guy. Mike 360 if you were a serious artist in Arlington back then, I think the Game Boys went to him. He produced with Puff Daddy as well, too. So, I mean, he had some shit going on. And I know that ain't a good association right now. But
man.
Shout out to Mike 360, though. He ain't on none of that shit. You know what I mean?
360.
So I recorded my first song with him. And then, because when I was in prison, man, that's all I wanted to do. I felt like it was the only thing I had a talent for. And the first time I heard myself with the headphones on and I stacked, oh, that was it. Okay. I fucking fell in love. I said, I'm doing this shit for the rest of my life, bro.
Hell yeah. We were talking earlier, bro, before we started this, you've had a pretty crazy career, man. You've been signed by, like, who you been signed with? I know you've had a couple deals, bro.
Yeah, so in 2009, I signed with Capitol Records out there in L.A. at the time. I think they moved the building somewhere else, but y'all probably remember the big can building with the needle on top. So my first deal, I was label mates with Katy Perry, Chris Brown, Janae Aiko.
Oh yeah, dude.
And I just got discovered, man. Honestly, I was working at a hotel, and I was mixing my music during the night audit. I worked the night shift, so I would bring my music up there and mix what I recorded in the daytime at nighttime. I was the only guy there running the hotel, and one night, three white boys come in there, man, and they look and smell like money. And they just walked in through the back. They all three sat down at the couch, and they all whip out MacBooks. And this is like when nobody had MacBooks. So I'm listening to them, and I'm kind of ear hustling their conversation. I'm figuring they like DJs or something. It's all music they're talking about. And then, so, you know, I throw my shit. Since they talking about music, I'm playing my shit off the little Windows desktop, you know, the computer. I'm sitting here, got recording software on a work computer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it starts playing out some song I did that I fucking smashed on. It was a good song, and it was playing out. And then the guy in the middle, who I later found out is Ryan LaEsperance, who's one of the main engineers for the Black Eyed Peas, he turned around and he just walks up to me. He's like, man, who the fuck is that? He's like, that's that Texas shit. How y'all getting down? I was like, yeah, that's me. He's like, nah, you know, doing that shit. And I was like, man, bro, this is me. And he's like, man, can you step outside for a second? And I was like, man, I know these skinny motherfuckers ain't about to try to jump me. They ain't big enough. You know what I mean? So I was really intrigued. Yeah. Like, what are they trying to take me outside for? We go out to the back, and I bullshit you not, man. It's a bus that's as long as half of that red wall over there, bro. I mean, it had to have been, I don't know. It was big. And had even another box attached to it, which I found out was another studio attached to the tail end of it. And I start looking at all these brands that endorse it. Sony, Virgin. I mean, this was multiple record labels shit on the same product.
So
he takes me onto the bus. Turns out it's a $30 million bus. Shout out to the John Lennon International Tour Bus. Those are the guys that discovered me. Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to Hans. They discovered me there, and they were just out there on tour, man. They discovered me, and he said, "So when do you get off work?" And I was like, 7. And this is like 12 at night. And I was like, he's like, "Well, you going home? Or you coming to the bus?" And I was like, "The bus." And I went to the bus, and I didn't have nothing loaded up, bro. Like, you would think you would have something in the chamber.
Yeah.
I have fucking nothing, bro. Nothing wrote down, nothing. And so I told him that, and he was like, "Well, I mean, shit, man, the opportunity of a lifetime, man. When we go back to Capitol, I'm trying to show them something." And so I just thought of the first beat that I liked a lot at that time, and it was Wiz Khalifa's Black and Yellow.
Yeah.
So I got on there, and I literally freestyled an entire song called Green and Purple. That's actually out there on YouTube.
So
I recorded it. And then these motherfuckers on the bus, like I said, it's a $30 million bus. They have it set up to do major music videos on the bus.
Oh, fuck,
they had
dude.
Cameras in the corner that fucking rotate off of a thing. They move. And so they filmed the video right there. I do the song. 10 minutes later, they do the video. And that was it. They were like, all right, man, we'll be in touch. They left. About 2-3 weeks later, I get a phone call. And Ryan was like, hey, check your email. So I checked the email, and it's two tickets to Los Angeles. He's like, you need to be on that plane tomorrow. And I was like, I can't, man. I got to work. And he's like, man, I guess I'm talking to the wrong nigga, man. I never mind. And I was like, no. I was like, I'll be
there.
You did it. All bullshit to the side, man. I tried to take off from that job, man, and they were real strict about that shit. Mm. And they couldn't find no night auditor to cover it. And he was like, man, if you take off, bro, that's it.
Is it?
And I had nothing, bro. I had just got out of prison like a year before. That was all I had. And I was like, man, you know what, man? You know, DX, man, suck it, bro. I'm at this bitch.
Hell yeah.
And I got on that plane the next day. There's pictures of it on my Facebook. I was in Terminal D, bro. Flew from DFW to LAX. They had a car pick me up. And then I was in the seventh story of the Capitol building that same
night.
Yeah. And that was it, bro.
Damn, dude.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah. And then it went from that to Dipset, right?
Yeah, well, the thing was is I was with Capitol for a couple years, man, but, like, what they say is true, man. Like, they're not for you. They looking for somebody they can grab and milk, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, where my falling out with them happened is they have other plans for me. They're like, man, look, man, you bright skin, look Puerto Rican, green eye, man. We trying to do some pit bull type of shit with you.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Like, man, you know, niggas in my neighborhood beat the shit out of my ass, bro. You know what I mean? I can't change the shit that I'm rapping about.
Yeah, right.
And we had a big conference or a conflict of interest, and I didn't have an entertainment lawyer like I should have. I signed an advance for $120,000, and they had 90% creative control. It was just the stupidest shit ever. I mean, they could have got me to sign for anything at that point. I had no knowledge. I just thought this was it, my ticket to the big time. So I was with them. I got to go tour with Young Money for a year, which was real cool.
Hell yeah.
So there was good things about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I made some money out of it, but it wasn't nowhere near worth sticking with them over. So they dropped me, then blackballed me to every single label there was out there. So I was on a trip back to Texas, and yeah, the next deal I signed was actually with Weight of the World.
Okay.
And he was developing something called what he's running now, the Audio Compulsive Disorder, ACD.
Hell yeah, shout out Weight.
Yeah, I helped bring some. Yeah, I brought B-Ham to that studio. I brought a lot of celebrities into that studio and helped get that shit going. But I mean, Weight was the mastermind behind that label, and I feel like I was just one of the. I just spiced it up and took it to the next level with him. And shout out to Weight, man. His shit is incredible.
My first engineer.
Man, no shit, bro. This is the best engineer, man, to have for your first one.
For sure. Hey,
he mixed one of my songs, dude. He's fire, dude. Yo, another, y'all go work with Weight.
There's another thing that you're into, though, because you're now an actor.
Oh, yeah, man. I just did my first movie, man. Shout out to Juan Salas. Everybody knows he was one of the most legendary videographers in Fort Worth for a long time. I'm talking about before Half Pint Films, before any of them. It was Juan Salas if you had some money. You know what I mean? So Juan gave me a shot, man, and it was cool because, I mean, my original thing, man, I was supposed to just get killed off and, like, 2-3 minutes, man, and I just did the scene so good, a shootout scene that, you know, when he was shopping it around to all the people he was shopping it around with, they're like, yo, we want to see more of that guy. So they extended my scene out. I ended up getting a really long, dope scene in there, and I got to work with D. Wallace. There was a couple other big names in there, but the one that sticks out to me the most is D. Wallace. I mean, it's fucking E.T.'s mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was really cool working with Juan, and yeah, shout out, man. They doing part two. They got that one green-lighted, so House of Dolls part two coming, man. I'm begging him to resurrect me, man. I don't know if he's going to do it, though.
Heck yeah. So, if you could tell your younger self anything, what would it be?
Like, just in life in general or musically?
Let's go musically since we on the Outlaws of Music podcast.
Man, if I could go back and tell, like, myself that was first starting, I would tell myself, like, two or three things, actually, bro. One would be do not sign a major label. Do it yourself. It works. I made way more money in my career than the advance I got from Capitol when everything was coming to me. Like, get yourself published. Even if you go through, like, TuneCore or something, you get 100% of that shit. You're the artist. Oh, yeah. You get all your publishing. They charge $175, I think, a year for that shit.
Go to BMI, you know what I'm saying? Register all your music on BMI. If you go do shows that have BMI, you can get checks. Like, they're not big. They're, like, $12. But
bro,
if you do a long set, it's more money, you know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, and when you got that kind of track record built up, man, people will see that you're not just a SoundCloud rapper. And that's what I try to tell people is don't ever fall into that fucking box because SoundCloud was making millions and millions and millions of dollars off of all of us, bro. And don't pay none of us shit.
Oh, we all started with that SoundCloud. So we coming near the end of the show. So one more word of advice for other artists trying to make it in the game.
Man, I really think that we covered it mostly, you know. Like I said, I came into the game through beefing. Like, I wanted to crush anybody that thought that they were lyrical. You know what I mean? And that was my ticket, man. I'm telling you, that's how I got into the game. That's how I stay relevant for a long time, was literally competing. But the thing about that shit is that shit could spill over and get real, real quick. Mm-hmm. And it did all kinds of times. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't recommend going that route in case you can handle that shit. So I guess what I'm meaning to say is try to just build up a network. You know what I mean? Network with people. Do all these little shows, the ones that you think that you above, do them shits. Do every hole in the wall you can get your hands on. Do every single show you can and network with the artists that are there. Give them your number. Say, hey, man, let's work together. Do that shit. Put out music with them. Before you know it, you done worked with everybody there is. Now, when your name comes out on a flyer, everybody knows who the fuck you are.
Hell yeah.
And they'll pop up, dude. They'll fucking pop up at these shows
the show.
And pack
Hell
them
yeah.
shows for you.
All right, y'all. So we at the end of it. We're going to end with a song, but I'm going to say peace out. I'm DJ P. Follow me everywhere at P the Poet, a.k.a. DJ P on all platforms. And this is the co-host. Tell them where to find you.
RCXA. Yo, check out the band with my man, P the Poet. LoneStarOutlawsMusic.com. Check us out. And then, of course, at RCX817 on YouTube and official RCX on everything else. And I'm about to change all that to at RCX817. So, and, of course, our special guest, Raw Truth. Tell them where everybody can find you.
Man, y'all know me, man. I'm everywhere like Wi-Fi, man. At Raw Truth, everything. Rap Thanos is coming out. I know y'all been waiting 5 years for that, man. I got everybody on there. I got fucking Cameron. I got fucking The Game. I got everybody on there. And my last shout-out, man, is my son, man. You know, let my son say a couple things, man. He coming to you, man. What they call you, dog? Son, say a couple things, man. He coming to you, man. What they call you, dog?
No mercy.
But, yeah, man, you know, everywhere like Wi-Fi, man. But look out for my son, man. He's about to start. You know, we got a couple tracks in. We're working on his EP. So once Rap Thanos start, this is going to be the one that's opening up for me, man. Tell him who you is.
No Mercy.
So, yeah, man, check him out. No Mercy. My son KJ is going down, man.
No Major Mercy. Shit. Make some noise for No Mercy,
let's
everybody.
Let's go. Let's All go. All right. So I'm going to end this interview with the very first song I ever saw Raw Truth, a.k.a. J-Dog, ever on. It was with my OG, Pac Manson. So we're going to play a old-ass track.
Ooh, this one's fire.
Because it's
y'all
the first track I heard.
All
so right. Make sure y'all tune in to episode right. two. This has been one. Episode one of the Outlaws of Music podcast. Make I'm your boy, DJP.
Hey, yo, J-Dog. Man, a lot of times in life, you're going to be put in situations. Where you find out there's squares inside of your circle. You gon' find out that the snakes are slithering spineless in the grass. And it's at those times when you find the character of yourself. They ask me what's wrong and I tell them. Usually nothing, but this time it seems a little different. This rap is not my culture, see, this rap is my religion. I'll infiltrate your mind, annihilated in the zone. A broken portrait of a broken kid from broken homes. I started scheming early on in life to deal with stress. They keep on telling me, I just don't see how I'm blessed. Unhappiness and doubtful feelings always cloud my brain. I turn it up a notch and process passion with my pain. My current situation steady sinning in a prison, doing bids of 5 to 10 to justify the way I'm living. It ain't right, but still I play the devil's advocate. I seen warrior shit, I don't think you can handle it. Now you can prove me wrong and walk a mile in my shoes. There is no middle line in life, it's either win or lose. I've paid my dues and I paved the way for brighter things. I ain't no Martin Luther King, but still I have a dream.
I've been dreaming of this come up for my whole life.
So respect me, so respect me, so respect me, so respect me.
These snakes are always out to get me all the time.
About their real life, we eating rappers, it's meal time. Say pack, I'm tired of hearing these rappers rapping, these rappers capping, no pistol packing, ho fuck your set now, bitch, what's happening? Yeah. It's Raw Truth, I know that shit so hard to hear, cause the truth hurts and the mood hurt. Got you disappearing like a langolier. I'm ACD, so certified, chunk the deuce like a Gemini, and then drop the top on a different ride. You the realest nigga, don't believe the hype. I'm Agtown, I'm been popping B. The rhymes fire, we playing murder monopoly. I put in work to get the things that I got. I signed the dot and got paid whether they liked it or not. So if you think I got that pussy, you can try me or not. And I'ma try out this new Glock that I bought off of the block. I walk the line for disrespect whether you meant it or not. I'm J-Dog, don't give a damn whether you like me or not. And that's real.
I've been dreaming of this come up for my whole life.
So respect me, so respect me, so respect me, so respect me.
These snakes are always out to get me all the time.
So respect me, so respect me, so respect me.
This gets finished. Manic depressive, broken out the clinic. You feel the respect, I start pistol whipping. See, checking niggas is a chronic illness. With men's and a J-Dog, be on the scene. No Verizon, but that's 3G's. We're the titans of our species. On the loud talk, you catch a three-piece. Pay my fees in that paddy wagon. Hit the fields, have me swinging the haggis. Clem me shooting fake niggas, blessed. But I faded everything that was throwing at me. I've been a G since I stepped out. Kept it 100 since I could count. Homie here, got a loose mouth. I fuck around and I can too fight.
Swear to God, I'm screwed up.
Mr. Crook, I hate to do something. Fake rappers wanna shoot slugs. I leave muck around with a loose slug. Real G's quick to chin check. You wanna play, go to recess. Haters won't get my props, but I bet I get my respect.
I've been dreaming of this come up for my whole life.
So respect me.
These snakes are always out to get.